This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Hey, do you earn your living in the independent automotive service aftermarket? Well, if you're listening, then I'm sure you do. Therefore, you're in the right place for solid business acumen. I'm your host, Carm Capriotto, and my mission is to advance the aftermarket to new heights of success. And with over 1,000 archived episodes, this podcast is your blueprint for growing and improving your business. Smart happens here. Hey, this episode focuses on simplified marketing that will offer new ideas to try out and to bring focus to thinking like a customer. What a novel idea. Hey, make sure your business is making a splash and being noticed. Thanks to our partner Napa for providing this episode. You know, the Napa Expo is coming July 18th through the 21st, 2022. Napa is dedicated to putting on a safe and valuable in-person experience. Now, we'll be following all appropriate protocols to ensure that all attendees enjoy their experience safely. We hope to see you in Las Vegas, July 18th through the 21st, 2022. A warm welcome to Tony Mercury. Boy, did you pay for that name?
I did. Don't tell anybody.
That is just so cool. I love it. You know, when I met you for the first time, I said, Tony Mercury, damn, I should have picked a stage name like that.
Yeah, I got real lucky, and I ended up in the automotive industry, so it really couldn't have been any better. I'll have people that I met 5-6 years ago that will remember my name purely.
So yeah, it's been a
big help.
How do I remember Mercury? Oh, the car guy. Oh, Tony Mercury. Mm-hmm. Vice President of Revenue at Auto Shop Solutions. I know a lot of your people over there, Danny, mm-hmm. Margaret, great company. We're at ASTE. I'm sponsored here by my great partner, Shopware. A lot of us are out for the first time in many, many months. Good to have you here. I know you did a seminar called Top Internet Marketing Trends for Your Repair Shop. I don't believe we can talk about this enough. Why? Because technology change. Everything is, you know, it's a moving, it's a goalpost that constantly moves.
Exactly.
And I know you guys are paying attention to it.
This is one of my favorite things to talk about. And this was my first 3-hour class I've given. So I was a little nervous that I would run out of time, right? Because once I get going, I just keep chatting.
Well, so, how do you stay on track then? I mean, did you follow a script?
Yeah, we have, I built a whole slide presentation for it that really tells the story. So really, the big thing for internet marketing right now is really being everywhere at the same time, kind of like you mentioned. So it's really that holistic approach. So it's the term that's been coined to omni-channel marketing. So, you know, when someone's driving around, say you're driving around in Buffalo and you your brakes are squeaking or your check engine light pops on, you're going to pull out your cell phone, right? Everyone's going on Google these days. Everyone has a cell phone in their pocket and they're searching for car repair near me or brake repair near me, check engine light repair. And you know, that's where your clients are looking for you as a shop. So you want to make sure you're visible. So once that page comes up, you know, they can click on your ads, they can click on your website, they can click on your social media, they can click, you know, and the list kind of goes on essentially. So the name of the game right now is being everywhere at the same time, because you don't know where that interaction is going to happen. You know it's going to happen, so you got to make sure you have kind of your footprint everywhere online.
So if I paid for some Facebook ads, mm-hmm. and I just happened to hit somebody in whatever my geographic demographic mm-hmm. profile was, and then I do breaks near me, and I say, oh, I know that shop, because they may have seen you somewhere with an ad in social.
Exactly, right?
That's the connection. That's the omni thing.
Yeah, it's being everywhere at the same time is the best way to put it. I know in my neighborhood where I lived, we had a community Facebook page. And quite often we would see something like, hey, I need to get my car in for service. Who would you recommend? And then if you are on Facebook or you are on social, they can just say you owned a repair shop, Carm. And they could say like, oh, go see Carm at, you know, Carm's Auto Repair. Yeah. And tag you. And now they're going to start experiencing and getting to know you right from your Facebook page. And then maybe from the Facebook page, they head over to your website, and it just kind of unfolds from there.
The students in your class here today, at the end, what did they come up and tell you?
Oh, they loved it. I've gotten texts. I've had people come up to us here at the trade show. And it was really not just necessarily about website, SEO, AdWords, and social. We talked about producing video content and how easy that is. Because a lot of people are apprehensive to be on film, be in front of the camera, or they think they have to have a big budget or like a fancy camera. But really, when it comes down to it, everyone has a cell phone in their pocket.
How do you tell people to start? Okay, fine. Well, Carm, you've got a cell phone in your pocket. Just go and do it.
That's it. Just go and do it.
Well, okay.
You're not going to like it the first time, but You're probably going to sound weird. And
where's the person that walks me over the line and says, listen, let me do this with you. Let me show you, press this button, do this, do a selfie stick, have someone walk around. It's just not me. I'm uncomfortable with it. What do you tell people?
Yeah, we actually had a lady in the class that was, she said that wasn't her generation. She's not comfortable. She doesn't know technology. So there's a lot of resources. You can go right on YouTube and learn how to create a video by yourself and watch someone else do it and have them walk you through the steps. A great example is there's a strong community here at ASTE this weekend of other shop owners that are already doing it. And what's cool is that the family feeling that you get here is everyone is willing to help each other. So I was actually talking to Jason from Hunter. Mm-hmm. He sells equipment.
Oh, yeah.
Western North Carolina. And I actually used him. I've never met him. I'm friends with him on Facebook.
He's a great guy. I've done a show with him.
Okay, perfect. He does so much Facebook content, video lives, live streams all the time, right on Facebook.
Yep.
So I used him as an example because he just started doing it one day and just kept rolling with it. So that's a good example is, you know, just go up and introduce yourself, meet somebody new. And that's really I really feel the growth of this trade show has helped with that a lot.
You know, I think about having a class like yours and promoting that whole video thing and saying, okay, Sally, we may night broadcast on Facebook Live, but get out your phone. Let me turn on the video recorder and let's do one. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, okay, well, show me how. Maybe we need to have in these classes of yours, I'm not telling you what to do, but to have a how thing. And I believe, tell me if I'm right or wrong, you get a real cool classic car come in your shop and it's from a great customer and you've got to do some work to it. It's sitting, you know, in your parking lot or on a bay. For many people, if you say not from the generation, just look at it as another day. Mm-hmm. There's Joe's old Oldsmobile. And a son of a gun, I never would have thought I should have taken a picture or a video of that car pulling in or me coming up and maybe sitting in the seat and saying, well, this is my good old customer's car. This is a great place to bring your classic car to get repaired. I mean, mm-hmm. There's the 30-second, 40-second message, right?
Absolutely, and it's marketing, but it's kind of like on the low marketing, right? Because it's you're explaining something without necessarily like paying for it, right? So it's really grassroots. Aside from classic cars, another one is birthdays are really good to do. So mm-hmm. if you're already, you know, having like a cake or getting donuts or something, take a picture of your service advisor. It's their birthday. Advertise that. Someone brings their puppy to work. That's always a really good one for social as well. Talked about in the class kind of having like a hands-on type thing. So what I was able to do in my class is we hit the topic of blogs. So one of my favorite stories is a few years ago, I had an SUV and I walked onto my garage and I had a big puddle of water underneath it. So it's a really good segue into what kind of topics am I going to write for a blog post? Where again, a lot of shop owners, they get so overwhelmed of how do I do this? Where do I start? How do I begin? So one of the things I showed him is you can actually just take out your phone and start typing in something. So, you know, for me, it was an Audi. So I typed in Audi Q5, water, puddle. And as I start doing that, Google starts giving me suggestions. So those suggestions are what people are searching online. So it's real easy to start doing that to learn what type of content you could be writing because it makes it more relevant. So say you're a European shop or a classic shop. And as you're doing that, you know, maybe you're looking up vintage Chevy repair, and maybe someone's searching about an upholstery question for that. So they're going to be able to start writing some content against that. So it's really kind of like a little secret on how to start somewhere at least.
A question, if I'm typing something in and the Google suggestions are coming up.
Correct.
And as you said, based on what other people have searched on, my SEO has everything to do with what comes up next.
To some extent. So really the goal of writing blog content is making it sure it is content rich, it is SEO optimized, it's local optimized, because the goal is to get that person in your local market to find it. So maybe you just purchased a new BMW and you want to learn more about the maintenance on it. So you want to write some type of content against that. So that way they're hitting your website, it's affecting your SEO, it's making your website larger, you're getting more interactions, and really the name of the game with acquisition marketing from a digital perspective is having better visibility online. So you're getting that phone call.
So if a vehicle came into me, if your Audi came into me.
Oh, I'm from upstate New York. I say Audi as well.
You say Audi? I got corrected big time once. Audi. Okay.
Yeah, all right. I say it too, and I get corrected.
I figured the only way I was going to learn how to say it right was buy one, right. but I didn't. Okay. And so if I was a shop owner and this Audi came in with this particular problem and I wrote a blog on it. A very interesting situation that came in. Audi, puddle. I mean, not even sure what the SEO words are, but have it rich in words that you think people would be searching for. Then that helps me to position.
Absolutely. So a good example for using that car still, you could say the blog content you could write would be like, here's the top three things that puddle of water under your Audi could be. So the first one could be, was it a hot summer day? Maybe it's AC condenser runoff. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you're just noticing it. Yeah. Maybe it's your water pump. If it is, you know, call us right now. We don't want to prevent any further damage because here's the implications of driving without water, you know, or coolant rather. And then the third piece could be, you know, maybe it just rained or you're from upstate New York and, you know, once it starts getting warm, all that snow starts melting off your vehicle and maybe they just misdiagnosed it themselves.
We don't, it doesn't snow. It doesn't snow in Buffalo.
Oh, you guys get all the snow in Buffalo. I remember.
No.
Not anymore.
Syracuse gets more than us. As an FYI.
I remember all that lake effect snow in Buffalo.
You sure do, and we still get it, but Syracuse gets it off of Lake Ontario. Now, I've given everyone a geography lesson who's listening.
I like it. I grew up on Lake Ontario as well, and we used to get feet and feet of snow when I was a kid.
All right, so why are you dumping on Buffalo? Well, because we had the blizzard of 77 once, and it Johnny Carson crucified us and the rest of the world, and it was really devastatingly bad, but no one ever got over it.
I don't miss snow. I enjoy no snow down here. Well, actually, we get like maybe like an eighth of an inch, and everything shuts down for 2 weeks, so it's comical.
All right, so good website, and look at... Before the mics got turned on, Tony was saying, listen, we were giving our customers these a la carte choices on their website. And we stopped and we looked and he goes, the people that bought the entire package and did it right, which we classified right, we're having so much more success. And so I think that's a cool strategy to talk about. Please don't skimp on your website. I think that's what you're saying.
Absolutely. And it's not even just, it's that whole experience. So it's, I've kind of coined it as the four pillars of internet marketing.
Okay.
So regardless of who you're working with or what you're doing for your internet strategy online to market your repair shop, website, search engine optimization, paid search, and social. So a strong online presence is going to include all four of those. Because again, the anchor is going to be your website, and then everything else is going to be that filter and funnel that's going to push everything to where they need to be. And we don't know where that interaction is going to happen. So maybe it happens on Facebook. You know, we talked earlier about that Facebook group for my neighborhood. Paid search, you know, it's just really having that rich program for your business.
Hey, Carm here. Now, how often should you be updating your website? Keep listening and find out.
Hey, it's Carm here, talking to you about what the NAPA Auto Care Center program can do for your business. Now, you probably already know the NAPA brand is the most recognized and trusted name in the automotive aftermarket industry. In fact, studies show that 95% of consumers recognize NAPA and associate it with quality parts, service, and technical expertise. So why not complete a Pro Image upgrade and take advantage of that? Pro Image is a co-branding program for the exterior and interior of your shop. On the outside, it includes the NAPA colors and distinctive NAPA signage. While the public may know you as a reliable, locally owned business, a Pro Image upgrade helps set your shop apart from the competition even further. It's also a visual signal to customers and potential customers that you and NAPA are partners. Most importantly, Pro Image really works. This co-branding opportunity has helped NAPA Auto Care Centers across the country increase their car counts and sales. In fact, those that have completed a Pro Image project enjoy an average 23% sales increase during the first year. Pro Image upgrades are also available for the interior of your shop. A Pro Image interior upgrade transforms your customer waiting area from merely utilitarian to warm and welcoming. The goal is to maintain your shop's independent identity while enhancing the customer's experience. You can get a free look at what a Pro Image exterior and interior upgrade could look like by visiting the NAPA Auto Care members site and clicking on the NAPA Pro Image link under the NAPA Pro Image tab. Or contact your local NAPA Auto Parts store. Your servicing NAPA store can tell you more about Pro Image, plus the hundreds of other reasons to become part of the NAPA Auto Care family, the largest network of independent automotive repair shops in the country. I've been told you got to build a website for mobile first.
Absolutely.
Is that true?
Okay. Absolutely.
It's got to be really good with mobile. And if it doesn't look good on the desktop, you don't care. What are the stats? How many people would use mobile over desktop?
For automotive repair, I've seen stats as high as 70% as being the first interaction.
Okay.
They're hitting your mobile. Again, car repair is typically very reactionary. You know, our brakes are squeaking, our check engine lights are popping on, and we're pulling out our phones. It's
so going back to this, you know, a la carte, I only wanted to do this. I mean, is doing this, is one of the a la carte things, and I'm only guessing here, being able to schedule an appointment, is that an element that's important to have on a website?
So for us, the way it was, and I don't want to talk too much necessarily about us, I want to talk more about just marketing in general.
Yeah,
is,
sure.
We did websites, and then you could add either search engine optimization, social, or paid search. And by looking at our numbers, we realized that it was the shops that were doing everything were the successful ones.
I see. Okay. It wasn't all about the features of the website. It was the entire package.
What package was available to them.
I see. Please let us go deeper. Let us do more with SEO. We want to help you with your social stuff, meaning we'd love to find out what's going on at your place. Send us some pictures. We need your stories so we can help.
Right.
Okay. I got it. And then, of course, paid search. You're buying keywords, right?
Right. Exactly.
And the keywords that you're using, are they market dependent?
They are. It's going to be market dependent. It's shop dependent. It's metro dependent. It's demographic dependent. So it really depends where you are. I was talking to someone earlier today and he showed me his stuff and he was like, how am I doing? And it's really hard to say specifically instantly because I would have to put his numbers against a similar shop size in a similar market going after the same type of vehicles. Because a general repair shop is going to be much different than a Euro repair shop.
What is he showing you that you have to analyze? Is it a Google analytics?
Yeah, Google My Business data.
Okay. And he's looking at what, impressions?
Impressions, interactions. So what we do is we make sure that we're watching how many clicks they're getting to their website, how many calls they're getting from their Google My Business page, and direction requests. So it's going to show how many people are actually clicking to use GPS to drive to their business.
What about chat? Is chat becoming big where I can actually, you know, get on your website, find this chat button, you know, ask us anything thing?
Yeah, chat's getting really big. A little bit of it is kind of almost that human interaction's going away. The phone call, driving down in person. So a lot more people are comfortable either sending something over a text, like a live chat widget right on the website, or even like an email request. So you're talking about the features of a website. So we call them call to action. So we want to make sure that there's a lot of interaction when someone does hit the website. So is there a click to call button? Is there a click to schedule button? Is there somewhere I can link over and read your Google reviews? You know, is there a live chat widget? Is there somewhere I can text directly to your business and talk to your service advisor so I don't have to pick up the phone to call?
I like these. Live chat, click to call, click to schedule. And here, go see my reviews. We're excited to show them to you. Mm-hmm. What's the, out of those four, what's the biggest or most active in websites that you know of?
I think reviews are going to be the sleeper one. It's a lot of people are talking about them right now, and it's been a big thing for years, but I think more shops are kind of waking up to it, of the importance of having a lot of reviews. I kind of had a contest in a class, and I had everyone pull up their Google My Business page, and we had someone that had 750 plus reviews, and their average was 4.9 stars. So think, and I always try to relate it to, we eat, sleep, and think automotive, right? So I always try to like flip it and put it into a different perspective for shop owners, because sometimes it's easier if I put it in a different perspective. So I said, you know, if say you had a pipe burst in your front yard and you had to pick a plumber, right? Trying to get them outside of their business, out of their automotive mindset, who are you going to pick to come fix your pipe? Are you going to pick the plumber with 3 1-star reviews or the guy that has 200 5-star reviews? Right? So it kind of gives them an aha moment, because it's just changing the way they're thinking about it. And how are you marketing to the people you want to work on their vehicles?
That's a great analogy. If you respect or care about that, well, then so will the potential customers looking for you. Where's live chat going? Is there a lot of that going on? Does the owner want to turn that on or turn it off because I don't have time for it? What's going on?
It's tough. It's not for everybody, because you need someone on the other end to be answering it. If it's after hours and they don't answer, you can set the wrong example for maybe it was a new person calling you for the first time. And if it didn't get answered, then you're not getting off on the right first foot with that person. So it's really shop dependent of how involved they can be and how much staff they have that can help with that.
Tony, can you turn it on and off?
You can definitely set business hours on it. So, you know, if your business hours are 9 to 5, you can have it live during that. And maybe after hours, it's phone calls only or email. You know, schedule through here and we'll send an email out.
What if someone didn't want to turn on or click to schedule? Now, is click to schedule, my name is Sally, here's my phone number, I have this kind of car, I need to schedule breaks. Mm-hmm. Is that how it works? Or
that's exactly how it works.
It's exactly how it works.
And then depending on who you're working for, your shop management system or your CRM, you can actually take it to the next level and it'll directly integrate right with that software.
And I have to have open schedules in my calendars so that the person, okay, what if I don't, say I didn't have that integration turned on. Mm-hmm. I don't make the follow through a call. Somebody said, well, I prefer to have email or text or call, right? And they don't do either one of them. You pretty much lost that opportunity, mm-hmm. didn't you?
Yeah, well, yeah. You have to think again of how everyone is interacting these days. I definitely personally text way more than I call anybody at this point that I'm communicating with. So how are your customers going to want to communicate with you? So if you're not changing with the times are going to change and leave you behind. So you really need to be future thinking with your business.
Texting is getting through, isn't it?
It is.
It's amazing. Who would have thought, I don't know, maybe just 5 years ago, that texting would be the single most important thing we do with our smartphone?
Well, even from like a business perspective, I don't think a lot of people realize of how big of a business tool is going to be, right? I work with shop owners every single day, and 9 times out of 10, if I call them during the day, I can't get a hold of them. They're busy. I shoot them a text at 7 o'clock at night. They'll text me right back.
Why has phone calling just died?
Yeah, it's definitely been perceived as an inconvenience, right?
And also, why has email died?
Text, it's easy, it's short, it's fast. You don't have to get into a 15-minute conversation of something that could have been 2 or 3 text messages back and forth.
Tracy and I share a frustration when we're trying to get a follow through on just working with someone saying, wow, it's been 3 days and I sent that email and then I sent it again today and then I'll send it again tomorrow. And I'll either do a Facebook Messenger.
Yep, Facebook's good too.
Yeah, I'll look up the cell phone and do the text and I get an instant answer. And then I speak to the person and I says, why don't you look at your emails? What's that?
Oh, yeah. I always laugh when I get yelled at for leaving somebody a voicemail. They're like, I don't read them. I don't listen to them. Apple will transcribe them and you can read them. And they're like, why are you leaving me a voicemail? It's 2021. Text me. Leave me alone.
Generations.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I mean, it's really transcended all generations at this point because it's once you start getting into that cycle and you realize how easy it is to communicate and, you know, from a business perspective, how easy it is to text somebody and be like, hey, your car's done. Right? Because maybe they're at, you know, they're at their job, they're busy, and they're having a tough time, and they're not a tough time, but they're busy and they can't answer their phone.
I'd like to say that I stay current, or at least up with the trends. And this morning, my wife texted me and says, we'll see you tomorrow. Love you. Good morning, or something like that. And I got ready to reply, and the texting software was smart enough to put up a heart for me to reply.
There you go. Yeah.
And I said, oh, whoa. She saved me time. I just pressed the button and it went. And I guess those are the moments, Tony, that helps convert you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Helps convert you. Cool. What are we missing here? What else should we talk about?
Biggest thing I would stress is if you're a shop, you want to make sure you really have that omnichannel approach.
Yeah.
You know, get a website, make sure you're on Facebook, make sure you have a Google My Business page, make sure everything's aligned. Go through everything, make sure your phone number's correct online. Pretty recently, we went to go see a shop down here and I drove from Google Maps to the new business. He moved during COVID. He had mm-hmm. a new building built. And someone on my team also went but used Waze. And Waze actually had his wrong address on there. So a part of SEO is something called NAP, which is name, address, and phone number. So it's essentially making sure all your information's correct online. So again, we're talking about this customer experience, the journey. The last thing you want to do is get a new person and they drive to your wrong building.
As I talk to people and look at having them on the podcast and I look up their websites, I see some really old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at your website and you love it, then you love it. But you should really look at others in your competitive marketplace to see what they look like and then ask yourself, how does mine stand? You know, do I have the right graphics and the flow? Is, you know, I love the overlaid pictures and, you know, I don't know if we call it feathering the pictures into each other, mm-hmm. and the tone on tone stuff and the half tones and the pictures and everything that you can see all the SEO stuff come up on the screens, which is really cool. You know, we fix these kind of cars and these kind of problems.
Right.
I would suggest, because I still see a lot of old looking websites.
Yeah, we always recommend that you update your website like 18 to 24 months just to keep it fresh. And then use some of these big companies kind of as like your litmus test, right? Yeah. Like what does Apple's website looks like? What does, you know, something local to you, like maybe it's a bigger chain or, you know, something outside of the industry. You know, we talked about plumbers earlier, like search plumbers near me and look at the top four people and think who would I do business with? And then look at your website, because you said sometimes shop owners love their website, but the issue with that is they love their websites, but the people interacting with it don't. So, you know, ask if you're in a 20 group or, you know, you have other friends in the industry, be like, how does my website look to you? Because to me, it's awesome because, you know, it's I helped create it, so I have some personal buy-in with it. But if you were a new person, and ask family members, would you click this? Would you interact with me? Because everyone's attention span has gotten so short if they're on a website. And within seconds, if it's not what they're looking for, they're bouncing off and going to a different website. So your amount of time you have to hook someone is almost non-existent at this point.
In my opinion, if you've got a sluggish, and an old-looking website that just doesn't flow and feel right, is just as bad as 3-star reviews.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Might even be worse.
It might even be worse. And especially if it's that old on the desktop, then it's probably very old on the mobile.
Oh, it's probably not even going to load correctly.
Probably not even load.
Yeah.
Hey, this was great. Thank you. You taught me a lot. I loved our conversation. Thank you for being there. One of the guys in the industry that has the best name to be in the automotive aftermarket, Tony Mercury, VP of Revenue, Auto Shop Solutions. Thanks, man.
Thanks for having me, Carm.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.